Whole of Government Approach Boosts 30x30 OSW Goal, written by Jason York, and read by an automated voice. The Biden administration is taking a whole of government approach to meeting its goal to deploy 30 gigawatts of offshore wind by 2030, a top federal energy official said Wednesday. Speaking at the Reuters U.S. Offshore Wind 2021 conference, Acting Assistant Secretary of Energy Kelly Speaks Backman said the road to 30 gigawatts by 2030 could pave the way for the U.S. to become a net zero economy by 2050, given that the fastest and most cost-effective way to get there is the decarbonization of the electric grid. The effort could also trigger billions in capital investment, create tens of thousands of jobs, generate enough renewable energy to power millions of American homes, and significantly reduce carbon emissions. Reaching the target will require the federal government's close coordination with states, private sector partnerships, unions, and other key stakeholders to scale up efforts from concept to construction. Speaks Backman said that much of the near-term carbon-free energy is going to be onshore wind and solar PV, though that's not going to be enough. We need every clean energy resource we can get to address this climate emergency, she said. On Tuesday, the Biden administration announced plans to offer leases for California's first OSW areas, a 399-square-mile block off Morro Bay that could support 3 gigawatts of resources. The Humboldt Call area off Northern California is big enough for an additional 1.6 gigawatts. Tuesday's announcement is so significant because this wasn't the Department of Interior in California saying, "We're going to advance offshore wind in the Pacific," said Amanda Lefton, director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. "This was the Department of Interior with the Department of Defense, coming together with us in California to say that we are aligned, and we have a path." Lefton called it a sea change for all of us. Expanding to new lease areas is vital because the East Coast has been the primary OSW focus, including the recently approved Vineyard Wind I project off the coast of Massachusetts. She said BOEM is looking at future OSW opportunities in the Gulf of Maine, Gulf of Mexico, the Carolinas, and Hawaii. Lefton also anticipates BOEM issuing a proposed sale notice for New York Bight, an area between Long Island and New Jersey, followed by a public comment period and an auction late this year or in early 2022. BOEM plans to advance new leases and complete a review of at least 16 construction and operations plans by 2025, representing more than 19 gigawatts of OSW. Nicole LaBeouf, acting assistant administrator for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, said there is real momentum to put resources toward whole-of-government collaborations. NOAA helped BOEM with data to advance the work on the California leases. NOAA signed a memorandum of agreement with Ørsted to share data in its leased waters subject to U.S. jurisdiction. This first-of-its-kind agreement between an OSW developer and NOAA clears the way for future data-sharing agreements with other developers. NOAA anticipates the data will fill gaps in areas such as ocean mapping and observation to advance climate adaptation and mitigation, weather readiness, healthy oceans, and resilient coastal communities and economies. "We know that these collaborations have been ongoing, but to have those marching orders from the top to encourage whole-of-government efforts is super liberating," LaBeouf said. "If you're sensing enthusiasm, it is because it's real, and we're just really ready to get started." Ruth Perry, business environment advisor at Shell, said the Biden administration's 30 by 30 goal has got everybody energized. She added that federal and state coordination, interagency collaboration, and private sector partnerships could help the U.S. become a leader in renewable energy, in addition to setting national objectives of how we're going to get there.